First, the federal government has just released its detailed policy white paper on its direct action climate change plan. Central to the policy is a $2.5 billion emissions reduction fund, which will pay industry for activities that reduce carbon emissions. The Australian Conservation Council Foundation has already criticised the plan as not up to the task of cutting pollution. Victoria Mackenzie McCarg is Climate Campaign Manager for the ACF, and she joins us now on the line. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, what's your reaction to the release of the paper, and may I say its timing, on the eve of Anzac Day?
Yeah, we're pretty disappointed with the paper and the policy as it stands, and we don't see that it is up to the task of cutting pollution in line with what we know is necessary to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. Add to that that it's been released at 3 p.m. on the afternoon before Anzac Day, at the same time as the royal couple were visiting Parliament House in Canberra. It does raise some questions as to whether or not the government was looking to avoid scrutiny of this policy.
Now, you particularly criticised the Emissions Reduction Fund. Can you explain it? Because I think the problem is that for many people it's just so complicated. What exactly is it designed to pay for?
Sure. Well, under the current carbon price, our climate laws penalise big polluting companies for every tonne of pollution they pump into the atmosphere. They're required to pay an amount per tonne, which gives them an incentive to actually cut their pollution and get on board with clean energy. This works in the other direction. Instead of penalising companies that are polluting the atmosphere, the government will offer them money to assist them to change towards cleaner energy if they choose to do so. But it doesn't put any cap on the overall level of pollution, and it fails to put in place the mechanisms that stop one company increasing their pollution on one side of the country while you're paying for pollution cuts on the other. So we're very concerned that this policy just simply doesn't have the teeth required, is going to cost a lot of taxpayer dollars to deliver, and isn't up to the task of meeting the much higher targets for our pollution cuts that we simply must take.
Now, it is designed to have a safeguard mechanism within it, but apparently that's not coming on board for a year yet.
That's right. So the government is proposing that they will get the scheme underway as of the start of July this year, that they will sign contracts with companies, but they won't actually introduce that safeguard mechanism to make sure that pollution is being lowered across the board until at least 1 year into the scheme. That means we're going to hand over money to these big polluting companies with no guarantee that we're actually going to see pollution reductions across the economy. And that's deeply concerning. It means that while that mechanism is being debated and discussed, there'll be plenty of industry lobbying of government, and we know that the impact that has on the efficiency of policies that are delivered.
It's a great big bucket of money, though, isn't it? It would seem some incentive to do some things. What do you think industry, like say a major coal company or a coal producing company, what do you think they might put in place that would get them benefits from this scheme?
Look, it is a big bucket of money, although it's not as big as the bucket that was promised at the election. The government committed to a $3 billion fund to assist with this scheme, and thus far they've put $2.5 billion on the table. So it is still $500 million short of what was committed. And I guess we need to line that up with what's the most efficient way to be cutting pollution. Is it handing over this bucket of money, or is it actually putting the onus on those big polluting companies to clean up their act? So we are concerned that this is actually the wrong way around.
Just briefly, Victoria, can you quickly explain how many hurdles this will have to cross before it becomes policy, before it becomes official?
Yeah, absolutely. So this the government is looking to legislate this policy, meaning it would need to go through our Senate and have the support of either the Palmer United Party or the ALP and the Greens or other independents. That's going to be a really serious negotiating task for the government if they want to get this policy through. One of our real concerns is that the government is also looking to scrap our carbon price, which is an effective policy that is already working to cut our pollution. And Australia's emissions from electricity fell 5% in the last 12 months because of the impact of the carbon price and other clean energy schemes. So we are concerned that there may actually be action to remove our carbon price, that this policy may not get up through that difficult negotiation, and Australia could actually be left with no climate policy whatsoever. That would be an absolute disaster, given the impact of climate change upon our economy and our community.
We'll have to wait and see what happens there. Look, Victoria, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Victoria McKenzie-McCarg, she's Climate Campaign Manager for the ACF.